Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Messing up the intro?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are 40 years in the making. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Shoebop, Shoebop, WrestleMania, Shoebop, Shoebop. You don't remember that song?
No.
You don't remember that song, the WrestleMania song? They're like, WrestleMania, Shoebop, Shoebop, WrestleMania, Shoebop, Shoebop. You don't remember that?
Just say your name, man.
What up, guys? It's BKS here, the best kept secret going in wrestling today. What's popping?
So, to get back to your odd question. No, like, when was that a thing?
It was back in the day. Back, like, in the, back when in we the were day. Kids. But back what? In the day, it's early 2000s. You don't remember that? It's
no.
WrestleMania, Shoebop, Shoebop, WrestleMania.
I choose to block everything like that out of my mind because it was a dark time. A dark time indeed. But before we get into today's madness, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Shoebop. Shoebop.
I'm sorry. I'm so confused. I was looking at my desk. Apparently, there's chunks missing from it. So I don't know what the heck has happened. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This is getting way off base here.
You sound like Lex Luthor when he was like, that gift. He's like, I don't know.
It's literally me. It also doesn't help I'm bald and I hate Superman. I don't hate Superman. I love Henry Cavill.
That's out there. Kalo hates Superman. It's out there.
I love Henry Cavill, but I hate Superman. Make it make sense.
You can hate you can't like Henry Cavill and hate Superman. They're the same person.
But I can. Well, now it's not. But before that goes in a weird direction, my friend, we're talking about WrestleMania.
What? Pause.
We're family. That's it. That's better. Shout out to another bald person I look up to. There's a lot of inspiring bald people in my life, including myself. But we wanted to talk about WrestleMania today because the card is in flux. I mean, leading up to this week, this is March 14th. We've been taken on a ride, of course, you know, this Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth. You have the emergence of Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the IC title, Logan Paul versus, I assume, Randy Orton. I don't know. We're going to dive more into that and just where the WWE stands heading into Mania, because there's a lot of moving parts they need to figure out going into this show. And I think we got to work from the ground up. Oh, how can I forget? Jimmy J, that whole thing went down on Monday. At least the challenge was put out there. Who knows what happens on SmackDown this week? Now, let's start from your boy, Mr. L.A. Knight. I want to know because this is a tough situation for you. Logan Paul, United States champion, screwed Randy Orton out of the Elimination Chamber with the brass knuckles. That set up the Logan Paul Randy feud.
You thought we're going to get L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus Logan Paul. Look how wrong you were, my friend.
But let me pose this to you. What makes more sense? Randy versus Solo and Logan versus LA Knight, or just Randy versus Logan Paul and then LA Knight inserted to Battle Royal?
It's a WWE. We throw sense out the window.
We're only about that dollars, the top dollars. Shout out.
No, the top dollars over at TNA.
So. He's over in TNA. But, like, this is your, like, between a rock and a hard place. This is Randy. This is LA Knight. And everyone leading up, at least me, heading into Mania, this was LA Knight's crowning moment to give him the U.S. title.
Remember, your boy said all good things come for those who wait. And we've still been waiting.
Don't even talk to me about waiting.
Did he mean about LA Knight getting a chance at the Universal title? Was that the all things come for those who wait? Was that what? Because that turned out hot garbage.
Well, now you know how I feel.
Nah, shut up. Nah, you don't even have Cody winning the Rumble. You're a fake fan.
We're two different people.
No, you're a fake fan. Anything you say is irrelevant at this point about Cody.
Fair. But I want to know, like, does it make sense for Randy here? Like, I love Randy, but I think he's more, at least the story being told when he came back, it was more focused on the Bloodline and not Logan Paul.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you with that. But... No, actually, no. Fuck you. I don't agree with you. I'm not agreeing with you. Fuck you.
I'm about to say, wow, we really turned a new leaf here.
Nah, fuck you. No, it makes the most sense because you know what it is? It's what Logan Paul had Randy on his guest before making the return, and then they kind of teased that. Logically, in the sports of entertainment, WWE Universe, yes, it makes sense of Randy fighting... Solo, because, you know, the Bloodline took him out, blah, blah, blah. You're right about that. But if you want the headliner, Logan Paul won in Cena. Remember last year? Was it last year or the year before? And God bless, we didn't get that. But so I think now Logan's like, oh, I'll go for the best number two and go for Randy back. But I think we're going to get a triple threat. People think we're going to get a tag team with Logan Paul and KSI versus what I like to call Team RKO, Randy Orton. Kevin Owens, KO, RKO, Team RKO,
Damn you. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I know it does. But I think it would also be a lot better to be a triple threat with Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
My only problem, and this is the problem across the board with WWE when they go into Mania season, that's technically a board.
The board.
Whenever they have people who make sense to be in a match, they don't just book the match. They're like, hey, we need this guy on the card too, so let's make it a quadruple threat match and a fatal four-way. I don't know why I said quadruple threat.
Yeah, well, that was
so
weird.
Stupid.
You said it on me. I could have told you that.
That's besides the point. But yeah, like... Why? Like, just book the match that makes sense. You can find something else for the other person to do.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Now number five.
Well, I want to make sure I'm fact checking this. Is it a five? No, it's a six pack challenge, right? Talk about the tag team titles, trying to do a transition, but it's not working. Let's talk about this tag team match, because I've seen a theory floated out there, and it wasn't Austin.
Was it my boy Austin?
It was not Austin. That in this match, since there's multiple teams, different dynamics at play here, one person from one team goes up one side of the ladder, one person goes up from another team. You take the Raw title down, you take the SmackDown title down, you split the titles.
That's stupid. Just bring in new titles.
Unify them, get rid of the two straps.
No, don't unify them. Just bring new titles, one for Raw, one for SmackDown.
But this is what I'm trying to say. You separate them to give them new titles.
No, you could just be like, oh, here's a new Raw title, boom. And then you can do what they did back in 2016 when they did the whole tournament to crown the SmackDown Tag Team titles. That tournament was fun. I want that. I want a tournament. Give me a tournament.
Give you a tournament. Now, let's assume.
No. Assuming I'm going to assume ass out of you and I.
Well, that's how it always happens. That's how it always shakes up. Judgment Day is going into this match as champions. I assume they're losing. Finn Balor, Damian Priest. I assume they're losing. To what team? I don't know. That's also my weird, like, I don't know what the heck's happening here. I personally, I don't know how you feel about this team. DIY?
Oh, you mean Regeneration X?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're DX. I forgot that whole... Yeah. My bad. But also, The Awesome Truth is out there. And I'm going to say it. I love R-Truth. I love The Miz. But I don't want to see them win the titles. I don't.
R-Truth is as hot as he will ever be in the WWE. And that you can't tell me that pop he's going to get in Philly if he wins the titles with The Miz.
It would be hilarious, especially if Damian's going up the other side. And it's like, Truth, you're part of Judgment Day. And he has that choice. And he's like, yo, no, give me the titles.
You guys beat me up too many times.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. The tag team situation's always been weird.
Did you get R-Truth t-shirt from the Judgment Day?
It's in my cart as we speak. So I just
which one? Put which the one that he has his name on the bottom, or the one that
with duct tape? Love,
or the one that says, "Was it laugh, love,
something like where, that?" Yeah. But I have the one where it lists like Rhea, Dom, Damian, R-Truth. That one's in my
JD.
Cart.
Not JD.
Not JD. I guess
he did lose the Leeds Judgment Day match, so makes sense.
Hey, you know, stuff happens. Now, I assume let's talk about the IC title. Let's do it. Let's dive in. To me, this gauntlet match they had set up all but pretty much set Chad Gable up on a pedestal to do it, to go the distance and to win here. Sami Zayn, to me, has always felt off to be in this picture, only for the fact Chad Gable's story makes a lot more sense. He's upset. He's very upset. You can't see him, but he's upset. I want to know your thoughts about this match, and do we get another Daniel Bryan-esque Chad Gable movement, or is this the plan all along? And Chad Gable gets inserted into the match, and Sammy is there to eat the pin.
I thought we were going to get Imperium interrupting the gauntlet match, and I thought that would lead up to a ladder match at Mania. But Sami Zayn, he's been doing this Rocky story storyline since the Rumble. You know, him at the empty arena looking down and saying, I don't know what WrestleMania has plans for me now since I didn't win the Rumble and all that. And yeah, and everyone felt like Sammy was going to win it after pushing it with the storyline with Sammy. But it makes more sense for Chad Gable to do it. Unless Chad, and then you talked about the Daniel Bryan movement and maybe inserting himself in the triple threat. I see that more with Liv Morgan, with her, what's going on with her, and with Rhea and Becky and all that. So I think Chad is just going to go and beg Adam Pearce, like, I got to do it. And honestly, Chad needed this moment to be at WrestleMania, because I feel like Chad is just one win away to being the Kurt Angle. And I felt like this Mania, him versus Gunther, would have put a skyrocketed on him. Oh,
for sure.
Kurt Angle even said it. Like, you give him one title match and make him win the title, and he's going to be the next... He even said he's the next Kurt Angle. You just got to put the title on him.
Now, that's my problem. Like, the person to beat Gunther will be put over as a superstar. And you know,
not even, like, if Gunther didn't have that hysteric reign, if it was just, like, a regular run, and if Chad won it, he still would have been over.
That goes without saying, but I'm saying this is the same problem you had when Undertaker lost to Lesnar, whenever, you know, there was other things there that happened where it's like you could have given the win to an up-and-coming star, and it's
you gave it to Roman at 32.
Roman breaking the streak originally would have been a lot better. And then we could have gotten the Bray Wyatt Undertaker match we all deserved. Rest in peace to the absolute legend. Now, you brought up Liv Morgan, and I guess let's talk about Mommy versus the Man. That's got to be the tagline heading into Mania, right? That's got to be.
Quick talk. Have you got your hands on Becky Lynch's book?
I've seen the one screenshot. I'm not going to bring up old controversies within wrestling. Yo, similar pictures.
Before we go on, shout out to our boy Juan, who probably is enjoying that picture right now. He's a fan of Becky.
I mean, let's just say the title's left a little to the imagination there. I'm just surprised that got in the book, that made the cut. You know, but what do I know? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Becky even made the joke, like, that's going to be the reason why the book becomes a bestseller.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of people out there. I wasn't going to say sick people, because they're ultimately right at the end of the day. Maybe. I don't know.
That just makes you sick.
I am sick. I am sick. I'm congested right now. Anyway, getting back, speaking of someone I'm sick for, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. You and I both know. I don't deny this. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. I'm under the assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to say this? Because I know this isn't my prediction, but I want to float this idea out there. Do you think Rhea wins this matchup?
If it's a singles match?
Straight up, Becky versus Rhea.
I don't
Do you
want
think
it.
There's... You well, don't do want I, it.
As a fan or as somebody who knows the business?
Let's get both, because you're the bright mind here. Look, see, don't say I never hype you up. You're the bright mind here. I want both sides of the coin here.
As somebody in the business, I'm going to say no. She's not going to lose her title because she's the face of 2K24 of the game. That's how I think Cody's going to finish his story. You have that advertising. The whole tagline is finish your story. So, as a fan, I don't want to see it. I think, like I told you, I'm sick of her of her run. Her run hasn't been that good as women's champion. And I think to make it interesting, the fans want it with Liv Morgan winning it. I personally don't, but as a fan, I personally don't. But as a storyline, it makes sense because, you know, she Rhea betrayed her, kicked her out of that little tag team they had, et cetera, et cetera. So I think Liv is going to win. I think they're going to, like I said, Liv is going to be the dark horse and be the Daniel Bryan of the situation. But as somebody who knows the business, I don't think Rhea's losing the title. I think what you could do is night after Mania, you can have that AJ Lee Page thing that they did where you can have Roxanne Perez or someone else come from NXT, challenge her, and take the title off like that.
Listen, you and I both know it's well cataloged. Above all else, there's me being a Cody fan and then me being an absolute
Semp
dog. A dog for Rhea Ripley. I'd be
man,
barking.
Man is on all four knees. But like,
I'd be barking. And I'd be the first one to admit. Exactly. Whatever works.
I don't see it.
I want to be Dom, pretty much. There's a part of me that says if you give Rhea the win over Becky, it gives you that one thing, and you've brought this up before, where it's like, all right, Rhea has had how many matches as champion, and none of them have been okay outside of the match with Charlotte at last year's Mania, which kicked off this championship reign. There's a part of me that says give her this win, and then there's another like monumental moment in her title win or her title reign.
Yeah.
But then it's like, this is so far into her reign, a whole year. It's like, it's too little too late. This should have been something that happened at SummerSlam or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Because Becky's coming out of nowhere as a contender. It wasn't teased with her and Rhea. You thought it was her and Becky. I thought it was her and Bianca. Yeah, her and Bianca. Sorry. You thought that was going to happen, which I think now it's going to be Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair because they teased out the Rumble. They really haven't teased anyone against Rhea throughout her whole reign. And the only person that makes sense, and I said it, is Liv Morgan. Out of everyone on the roster, Liv Morgan is the most reasonable, logical person that can defeat Rhea Ripley for the title. Take the belt off of her.
And it makes me like upset at the fact that whenever they're like, all right, we have this dominant champion and she's run through the roster. Who else?
She beat five other superstars at Crown Jewel.
Exactly. And it's like, all right, who do we get to dethrone her? All right, Becky Lynch, it's your time. It's the women's division. This is why I think Charlotte Flair being out right now kind of threw a wrench in a whole bunch of plans here. It's like, oh, like Becky's coming back for yet another win. And I love Becky Lynch. I think she's great. But in this moment, it's like you could have built up another competitor. Again, it's just there's other spots that could be taken up by a challenger. And sure, Liv Morgan in this sense too makes a lot of sense. Like there's history there. But at the same time too, it's like, is she really going to come out on top at Mania? Like, are they really going to pull that trigger if Liv was in that spot? I know the Liv Morgan fans online are absolutely wild for her, rightfully so. But I don't know. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch is a weird match. And now let's transition. We talked about friends fighting each other. But shout out to my bald brethren. Let's talk about family fighting each other.
Whoa. Before you go on and talk about your family, you gotta think about, and speaking about bald brothers, you gotta talk about one more brother.
Who?
The Usiest of Us.
That's what I was going to.
You said bald brother, they're not bald.
You didn't let me finish the line, bro. Friends fighting. Let's talk about family fighting.
And let's talk about Rock who going for the Fast and the Furious.
He's not a part of the franchise no more.
What?
He's not a part of the franchise no more. Yeah, he hates Vin Diesel.
Yes, he is. He's on his side quest.
He hates Vin Diesel. That's a whole thing.
They need to fight in Mania. Make that happen.
I'm saving something for the end. This is our main event this will be my main event for you. But let's talk about Jimmy versus Jay.
Yeet.
Is this going to be tribal combat or whatever the heck they call it?
Wait. If they don't do yeet and tag them yeet versus no yeet, I'm going to be upset.
All right. Since you brought it up.
Yeet.
I like, obviously, wearing WWEshop.com merch. Not sponsored. Nothing makes me cringe more than Jay's shirt just saying yeet.
You don't like that?
I get it's a thing within wrestling. But then remember, like, way back in our day, 2011, 2012, when yeet was an actual thing? To me, it just seems like boomers capitalizing on, like, a youth word they just found out about that was relevant how many years ago? And also, it's like all right, calm down.
Yeet also had a different meaning back in the day. Yeet means,
when
like
you throw something.
Thing. Yeah. And now it's just, like, yeet, like, basically saying yes and agreeing to it.
And he was also very drunk when he said those things, allegedly. But
they had some sabbaticals.
Yeah, you know, hey, you gotta live a little bit. Yeah. But Jimmy versus Jay. What are we doing with this match? Tribal combat? Is there any stakes to this? Does Solo Sikoa get involved? Does Rikishi get involved?
I think you get Rikishi as a special guest for free.
They're finally pulling the trigger.
Well, they teased back whenever last year where the Rikishi teased, at Payback, it was going to be him as a special guest for free. And then they never pulled off on it because they were trying to let this go into Mania. So I think you're going to have his Papa Reach with his ass hanging out.
Hey, what a time to get some cheeks out on the stage at WrestleMania. And, you know, Rikishi's the guy to do it. I think it's you. Hey, that's not for free. You got to pay for Peacock Plus to get that. Whatever they're calling it.
Peacock Mount now. Remember Peacock and Paramount are doing a merger?
Mount Cock. That's what they should call it. Sign me up for marketing right now. But,
Yeah, honestly, you should have went into marketing.
I should have. I'm in the wrong field. You did
coin Disney Plus and Thrust.
I did. I got banger after banger. Shout out to Sheamus. But I want to talk, like, who wins this match? It's got to be Jay, right? Jimmy. Yeah.
Jimmy looks like a jobber right now.
Jimmy has lost consistently over the past how many months?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, I don't know. It also makes me wonder that crowd at Mania, you know, the where he does his little wave thing, you know, what the people do. Oh, I'll dap you up. There you go. Dap. Solid dap. That entrance is going to be electric. You know, it's going to be pretty great. Jay has had this masterclass of crowd control over the past few months with his Yeet entrance. So that's going to be great to see. Now, I don't know how we want to tackle this. Do we want to do... Oh, hey now. We're playing in Philly, so it might be a thing. Do we want to tackle the tag match, or do we want to tackle Seth versus Drew? That's the big question.
Real talk. You know how everyone was hyped for Seth versus Punk?
Yeah.
I'm more hyped now for Drew versus Punk when he comes back. But that's besides the point. I want to lay it out there. But let's talk about Drew and Seth Rollins.
I can almost guarantee Seth is losing here.
Oh, 100%. If they put the if they make him keep the title, I'm going to be really upset.
My only logical reasoning, like story, WWE story aspect to it, Drew has been making a point to say that Seth has been distracted by the bludline and he should be more focused on Drew. I think that's a very fair thing to say.
Yeah. And I think Seth, the only reason why Seth hasn't been focusing on Drew, because Seth's like, I beat you 3 times already. Granted, I think Drew beat himself, but that's why Seth is more relaxed, because he's like, you know, I don't have to worry about Drew. I beat him 2 already. I'm going to focus on the bloodline.
He's cocky, and that's something you never really see out of a champion, unless it's like a heel.
Yeah.
In this case, Seth is the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to LA Knight. Yeah. But yeah, so this is happening after the tag match. Night two.
No, because at night one, I think they're doing this as the tag match, I think, is in the main event of night one. Logically, it should be the opener for night two.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge.
one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
The tag match?
No.
The World Heavyweight?
The World Heavyweight title. Granted, I feel like you should have had both Seth doing double duties in one night. Tag match and then the war, but Rock don't play like that.
Also, too, it would make sense. Let's just, I guess, since it's kind of all tied together, if Seth and Cody lose the tag match, which I think is happening, let's just, spoiler, I guess. I don't know. You don't have a reaction, so I'm going to assume you agree with me. This guy. Seth and Cody are losing the tag match.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. We're agreeing?
Wait. Let me think.
He's buffering.
I'm buffering. Wait. No, I don't agree with that.
You don't? You think they're going to win the tag match?
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
He wants to say he agrees with me, but he doesn't want to say it.
Yeah, so you have Roman and Rock winning.
Winning the tag match.
Yes, okay, I agree.
Bloodline rules going into Cody versus Roman, because why not?
We're not doing Bloodline rules, no.
I'm trying to process. Let's just say, all right, they do win. Seth goes into Drew that match with confidence, with everything, and it makes, you know, a whole lot of sense. But it would prove Drew McIntyre wrong. Seth should be distracted heading into this match, having lost, and having gone crazy focusing in on Roman.
I honestly think Seth is going to cost Cody the tag title match.
Ooh.
But they have history. Seth is going to be like, I'm injured. I can't do this. I have a war title match. I got a bad back. I got a bad knee. I'm out.
You're going to pull CM Punk. I'm tired. There's a bunch of kids running around. Gosh, how it all comes full circle.
A bunch of kids running in this tag match. I'm out of here.
Exactly. My thing, I think, if we live in a perfect world, Roman Spears Rock. There's the reason for Rock to blah, blah, blah. But I do think at the end of the day, Rock is working with Cody and there's a whole master plan. I don't know. I've been wrong before.
You and your conspiracy theories over here, and like it all connects. This is why Rock turned here. This is why they're doing this. This is why Cody brought Rock out in the first place. It all connects. It's up there.
I'm due time. This time last year, I was blinded. I was convinced.
Shout out to Bruno Mars.
That's the weekend, first of all. Oh. This guy. But like, this time last year, I was down that rabbit hole. Cody's finishing the story. So I might as well stack the deck against Cody.
Well, what was that? Sorry?
I said last year, this time last year, Cody was going to finish the story. That's what I said last year.
Yeah, okay. And you didn't think Cody was going to finish the story by winning the Rumble this year.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said I'm going to go into this Mania and just stack the deck against him, and seemingly that's working because he won the Rumble and we're right back to Roman Cody. So let's just stack it even more.
Stacks on stacks, like Rock's pancakes.
Exactly. They look really, his French toast looks good too, but I digress. His cookies look good too. There's a whole lot he eats that looks great.
Just marry him at this point.
I would not complain. You know, The Rock is a fine gentleman, as they say. But getting back to Seth Drew.
Yo, quick thought. If he's not the boulder, in the live action of the Rock, of the Avatar.
Missed opportunity. It would be completely devoid. Now
his evolution would finally be complete. Fun fact: Mick Foley voices the Boulder.
Yep. For those of you who don't, a lot of people didn't know apparently. Yeah. But here we are. We learn something new every day. Now, just quick to finish up, Seth Drew, cash in, yay or nay?
No.
Okay, I'm right there with you.
No.
I'm right there with you because I personally want to see Drew win and have a heel Drew run. That opens the door for Sami Zayn.
I honestly want Drew to win the title in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
He was robbed. I mean, Bobby Lashley got his fucking crowning achievement at the year after he won. Drew won his.
Plus, Drew is on a pretty damn good run right now.
Yeah, he's earned it after taking the company during the pandemic era.
Yeah, no, yeah. Without a doubt. So let's talk about this tag match: Cody, Seth versus Rock, Roman. Bloodline rules if Cody's team loses, and then you know the rest from here. What are we doing here? Guide me through this minefield, please, because you're the one that apparently has all the plans. So I'm gonna trust you.
These plans were not foreseen.
Look how he backs out when it gets hot. Look at me. At least I commit to the bit, and I just dive in, whether I'm wrong most of the time.
I watched Dune. Fun fact, I ended up watching Kung Fu Panda prior after I bought a ticket for Dune. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, as they say in Dune, as it was written, I don't know how, I didn't read the prophecy. I don't know what's going on over there. But what I do know is I have a feeling Seth might cause the war. I would like to see Seth back away from the tag match. Making Ooh. Cody feel like he's alone, that he really doesn't have anyone in this match. And then at Mania, when Solo and The Rock are getting involved, who's to come? Is Jay doing that same run that they did last year where, you know how Kevin and Sammy came down and helped them? You can have Sammy, Jay, and then Kevin, if you want to help them.
Bro, this is my Avengers Endgame. This is where it all pays off. My madness.
I thought you said last year. You remember how when
that Cody was Infinity War. Roman,
no, whenever you said, oh, you know when Cody said, what's a Roman without his empire? Oh, that's going to pay off at Mania 39. Yeah. That was supposed to be Endgame.
No, that was Infinity War, because that's when Cody was like crying at the end. He's like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. And he faded away.
You mean Dusty? Hey, Dad, I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah, and then he just disappeared. But yeah, and then he got F5'd by Brock Lesnar the night after. I digress. All right, so we're both in agreement that Cody's team loses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, by what means? Because this can go many ways.
I said Seth walking out.
Seth walking out. So essentially, Seth turning on Cody, or no?
Yes. We also forgot another match, too. I just remembered.
Which match?
Bayley versus EO.
Well, we need the in-between match to the main event.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm just thinking WWE logic. What?
Yeah, you also forgot about that match.
What other match?
The Bayley versus you forgot about that one.
Well, you know, WWE likes to give you.
Don't try to play it off. You forgot.
I did forget. Anyway, I'm going by sequence. I'm building a story since apparently I can't book Cody's whatever. I don't exactly know how this match will shake. I really don't. I'm convinced the whole Solo was sent by The Rock thing could be part of this all, where it's like Solo's stepping in.
You are holding on to that thread.
If this happens, wherever you are that night, you better hide and better sleep with one eye open, because I'm going to bust through your wall like the Kool-Aid man and be like, I told you. No, it's definitely not going to happen. But
Wait,
I'm
what
convinced.
Part of Rock saying Solo?
rocks.
All of you busting into my wall.
Cool, I mean, hey, take your pick. I'm happy to oblige. If Cody finishes his story, I'm going to be insufferable that night. So, you know, we could ride that wave. But I'm either convinced this ends with Roman spearing Rock by accident. Right? That sounds plausible. Or the whole plan starts to become revealed where Rock was working with Cody this whole time. Roman goes into the match all frazzled because he can't trust anybody. And then that's the Achilles heel for Cody to capitalize on in their match night two.
Interesting. Very interesting. I honestly don't know. I honestly think that Rock did not send Solo. I can see Rock and Cody working together. And that seems more logical. But I've been also liking this heel Rock turn a lot.
Also, too, the whole whenever they do the We the Ones and they put up their ones.
Rock goes like that with the L.
Rock holds an L. And then there was that promo where Rock looked directly at Roman, where he was talking about Cody saying, I'm going to make you lose at WrestleMania. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I forgot exactly what he said, but I think it's something along the lines of, you're going to lose at WrestleMania and blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of seeds being planted, but I don't know what is a swerve, what's a work, what's kayfabe, blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be interesting to see how they balance all of these elements heading into this match. Now let's address the match I missed, and let's talk about Io Sky versus Bayley.
Damage Control versus Bayley is basically what it is.
Now let's do an exercise. On the count of three, no, one, two, three, go, we'll both say who we think is winning.
On go.
On go. Ready? Okay. Don't mess this up.
All right.
Three, two, one, go, Bayley. This guy.
No, I know. I had Bayley, too. I had Dakota Bayley. Kai. I think Dakota Kai's going to help.
Double agent Dakota Kai. Yeah. Could that be her next gimmick? Double agent Dakota Kai? Yeah, no, I think Bayley is the obvious choice here, just because I think Mania would be a time of really wiping the slate clean of current champions and giving them new life with a new person, new feuds being able to spawn from all this. And I personally think a nice little program. You mentioned Roxanne versus Bayley night after Mania. There could be your little AJ versus Paige moment.
Yeah, double agent Dakota Kai. Like double agent Cody Banks? Yeah.
That's secret agent Cody Banks to you. Oh. This guy. But no, it's such a good movie. Especially when they go to London. Top tier. What? You don't like that movie?
What? No, I thought you were going to do some little segue with London, because all in London.
Oh, no. A lot of stuff happened there we don't talk about.
Like what happened?
I don't know. Something. A fight.
Are you going to make me go watch the movie now?
You didn't watch Destination London? Agent no. Cody Banks? Bro, watch it, please. Do yourself a favor. In it? Live. Don't, just live. Just, it's a good movie.
Oh, have you seen your trip?
What the heck is that?
Oh, this guy's giving me shit.
Don't gaslight me and say that's a movie that's good. Anyway.
It's a great movie.
All right.
It gave us Scotty Doesn't Know.
Well, speaking of good movies and things that are compared to cinema.
You were trying so hard.
It's time.
So do you think Dakota Kai is going to cost?
Oh, I was transitioning to Cody Rock.
Okay, transition. Yeah, go.
So, I'm going to make it my year-long battle with the Bloodline could finally come to a head. And let's preface this all by saying we are going into this match saying Cody and Seth have lost the tag match and it's Bloodline rules. Any objection on your end? Because this is...
I don't think it's going to be Bloodline rules, but go ahead.
Well, then explain how they lose the match and it's not Bloodline rules.
I don't think there's going to be a stipulation that says Bloodline rules.
That's what they, The Rock literally said that.
Oh, I haven't been watching SmackDown.
This guy, oh my gosh. Fake fan. Calling it now. But anyway, it basically means like, hey, they lose that tag match. Rock can interfere. Solo can interfere. It's whatever. It's basically a no-holds-barred match.
Roman's dad can interfere, that old man that's 87.
All of them. All of every single one. And there's a lot of them, judging by that flow chart he had up at the press conference. So just keep that in mind. Tamina's out there.
I love how they're trying to say Roman is his cousin, even though they're not even blood-related. They're not family-related. They're just blood cousins.
You know, they knew each other from down the street.
Now, Nia Jax is more related to The Rock than Roman Reigns is.
We're related more than they're related.
Yeah, true.
There we go. See? That's how we do things.
I still hate you.
Yeah, of
course. I hate you!
So, what are we doing here? What are the peak moments of this match, Mr. Cinema over there? I need to know from your brain, since you got all the answers. What's going on over there?
As the man who has the key to everything, I don't know how this match will plan out. I know the ending of this match.
Let's hear it. I've been waiting 2 years for this. I need it to happen.
Cody wins.
Oh gosh, I know where this is going already.
Cody wins. You have the tagline, finish your story. He's the cover star. He has to finish his story. And he's gonna win the WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. That's what it's
There's
called,
a
right?
butt coming. There's a butt coming. I know you.
No, it's the WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. Cody wins.
Bro, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? Finish talking. I'm gonna shut up now.
I'm done.
No, because I feel like you're going to say something like Damian Priest cashes in and just screws him.
I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done with the sentence.
This doesn't sit right with me. It's like I've been through this all and it just doesn't.
I feel like you had the same reaction when I told you Cody was going to win the Rumble.
Exactly. Because I feel like I know you.
I can't back up my boy Cody Rhodes.
Oh, don't even. Now he's gaslighting me. He's gotten real good at that over the past few years. He's gotten real good at that. So just take note.
I've been a Cody stan when he was just dashing Cody Rhodes, all right? So I'm a real Cody Rhodes mark before it was cool to be a mark.
Did you like him during Stardust?
I thought it was cool.
I have his autograph. I have a picture with him as Stardust. So there we go.
I got the mustache shirt.
Oh, mustache. Very nice.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. All right. So Cody Rhodes wins.
He wins. All right. We're both here that Cody finishes the story. I don't like your grin because I feel there's something else to this dynamic that just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, let's hear your thing.
Well, no. Like, it's either going to go the whole plan was Rock was working with Cody the whole time, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. That sets mm-hmm. up the road to WrestleMania for Roman or SummerSlam or Saudi Arabia. Just putting that out there. Rock, Roman, at Saudi.
I even said that Rock, we're going to get it on the Saudi show.
That would be horrible. I mean, like, morally, but... if they got Undertaker and Shawn Michaels out of retirement, anything is possible. I mean, they wanted Yokozuna and the Ultimate Warrior. It just happens. That's how life goes. But yeah, Cody has to win. He has to finish the story.
He's going to win that match.
Stop talking, because there always feels like there's a but, or like a but this is going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly think that Cody... I can't even finish the sentence.
Yeah, because you know you got something else to say. You and your words of wisdom.
I honestly think that... I honest to God think that Cody Rhodes is going to beat Roman for the title. He's going to win that match.
All I know is Philly's, like, what? Two, 3-hour drive. I could be underestimating that a lot. Yeah. I can make it there in two.
No.
If I'm speeding.
Two and a half. I wasn't doing 2:30.
I would make it there in an hour.
Because from here to Maryland is 4 hours.
Okay.
So about two hours and 30 minutes.
I would make it there. Once they do 1, 2, 3, Roman wins. You best believe I'm making it there before he gets up the ramp, throwing him back in the ring and say, we running this thing back. I ain't leaving until this story's finished.
I thought you were going to say you're going to run there and try to throw a chicken again.
Hey, you know, oh yeah, that was the thing.
If that chicken does not make an appearance at this year's Mania, I'm going to be really upset.
Chicken costs Roman.
Do you have chicken costs? So you have Cody winning. You have Cody finishing.
Cody wins the championship.
But Kev, look over there. It's Damian Priest cashing in his Money in the Bank on Cody Rhodes and stealing his moment.
Bro, that would feel like self-hate because he's from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. No, that was the butt.
That was your butt. I said Cody wins the match. But wait, after losing the tag titles, who comes to beat them down? Cody finishes the Bloodline story, but what story come? What's the next chapter? The Judgment Day.
Hit their music. Judgment Day interruptions are back in full force. I would cry.
What a way to turn, you know, as much as people want the babyface champion, but what a way to take that something away. Because they're trying to do the Daniel Bryan thing. Remember how many times Daniel Bryan won the title and the authority was like, yeah, no, we're going to take the title away from you. Yeah, sorry. No, sorry.
Story-wise, it makes sense, too, because it's like, oh, Cody got his crowning moment, but then he got it taken away like his father.
See, this is why I'm the way I am.
This is why.
See, last year, you told me, you gave me saying that, oh, Roman's going to win the title. And he was like, no one has beaten me. So I'm going to retire. Shout out 2K24 is actually doing the storyline in the game, funny enough. And then you remember how you said he's going to retire and go to Hollywood and Roman's going to win. And then I changed my mind in saying that, all right, Roman's winning the title. What happened? Roman kept the title last year. This year, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the crowning achievement. Dusty's looking down, so proud of him. Cody's going to copy how his dad did it, holding the title. And then Damian Priest, that son of a bitch, comes down.
Bro, R-Truth better get his ass down to that ring.
He's going to help Judgment Day.
Bro, I don't like to use the word hate, but I would hate for that to happen.
R-Truth helping?
No, Damian cashing in.
That's your boy, though. You're not going to be happy for your boy?
No, because then that's my other boy. A boy for a boy, a soul for a soul.
Now you know how I feel with AJ versus LA Knight.
Where's Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny. Oh my gosh, Bad Bunny can help Cody finish the story.
No.
Yeah, international pop star, Bad Bunny. All right, now I got to counter you to your plan, to foil your plan.
No.
No, you got to accept.
No,
that,
you gotta accept that Dusty. They're gonna screw Cody like they screwed Dusty. You put that in my brain, and that's what's gonna happen now.
BKS, what have we called the Bloodline story ever since it happened? What is it?
Stale.
No, peak what?
No, still it's been stale.
No. What do the kids call it? What do the kids call it? Peak
stale.
No, peak stale isn't a word. Peak cinema. That's what this is. Peak cinema. This is what it is. The whole story. Right? And what better way to talk peak cinema? You have the biggest movie star in the world, The Rock, in front of the millions.
In the millions.
Of fans in the stadium at Philadelphia. And what better way to back Cody Rhodes than The Rock's mortal enemy.
Vin Diesel
comes down the WrestleMania ramp in a Dodge Charger. Jumps the whole thing. I don't know. That's very outlandish.
Outlandish. So let me give you something more ground based. Who was somebody that The Rock wanted to fight on cinema? No.
He was half naked at the Oscars.
He wasn't. He was wearing a suit. But who was somebody The Rock wanted to face in cinema?
Triple H?
No, he wanted to face Henry Cavill's Superman. So what do you do if Superman comes down from the Raptors to take out Black Adam and finally give us the Black Adam versus Superman that we were supposed to get in Black Adam 2?
Now, here's my real question. I brought up Triple H. Cody said on Raw, like, Triple H is my closest working, I think he said, either ally or whatever. And Rock and Triple H have history. Do you think, you know, because it's Bloodline rules, at least that's what we're saying, Triple H, because they had that exchange at the press conference where he's like, fix it. What if this is Triple H's way of fixing it?
I don't think Triple H could go get physical with his heart condition.
He can't get physical, but what if he can bring out the sledgehammer, quick knock to Rock real quick? Because the Rock's not going to be in the match. Boom, knock him out, get rid of him.
You bring the cavalry. You bring D-Generation X out of retirement home. You get Shawn Michaels. You get Road Dogg. You can't get Billy Gunn. So who's the next best thing? Hornswoggle.
Ooh, I like your thinking. The difference maker. There it is.
Granted, should have been in the Hall of Fame. He was part of DX.
I mean, ideally, all jokes aside, I think the ending of this match is going to be the Avengers Endgame of the WWE right now. I think Jay, I think Randy, I think Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, I think Seth Rollins, obviously. I think they're all going to, everything's coming to a head. It has to, in the biggest way. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at with WrestleMania. We're going to give you our full match predictions as more stuff is set in stone. Of course, there's a few weeks left for twists and turns to happen. But as of right now, damn, we went for nearly an hour. Shout out. We haven't done this like kind of pod in a very long time. It's been a long day. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This podcast goes live on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Podcast Network. You winding up to say something?
Cody's gonna not finish the story.
Oh gosh, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.